Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm in a jam-packed studio with a great group of folks that I'm excited to introduce listeners to this morning. I want to thank Maura Fett, a filmmaker, for being here. Natalie Berger, another filmmaker, a co-filmmaker, also who is here in the studio with us. Pedro Cimpolini. I might have gotten that last name a little bit wrong. I'll let you say it again. He is a filmmaker from all the way from Brazil. And then I have with us Teddy Gruia, the festival director, and Debbie Miller, kind of a co-festival director. I don't know the official title, but who is here to... We're here this morning to talk about the American and Animation Documentary Film Festival. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do a quick move of some microphones. There's a lot of us to get settled in here, so we're making do with just a few microphones and a lot of people. I want to jump right into our time together because we have a lot to talk about, and I want to turn to you first, Teddy, and ask you just a little bit about what is this American Animation Documentary Film Festival? How did it get started?
So the American Documentary and Animation Film Festival, otherwise known as AMDOCS, is now in its 15th season, and we're super, super happy to be here in Southeast Alaska, and in fact, all over Alaska and the Northwest. Thank you for having us. And to Debbie Miller, who is your resident here in Sitka, who's helped bring us here with a slate of some incredible films, 20 films specifically, that were highlights from our March spring event in Palm Springs, California, where we're the largest documentary festival on the West Coast.
Amazing. We're very lucky to have you here. So really the connection, the reason that this big film festival is happening here in Sitka is because of Debbie Miller.
Yeah, she supports AMDOCS through her family's foundation. But I think more importantly is that she gets it, and she wants to help spread the word as far as awareness, entertainment, education for the people here in your region. I mean, she obviously loves this part of the world, and so she said, can we bring some of the films and filmmakers to Sitka? And I said, okay, let's do it. And she really took a tremendous lead in this. And deserves a lot of credit. She's not going to say that, but that's just the reality.
Well, that actually is a beautiful segue into... I'd like to talk first to Pedro, a filmmaker that we have here all the way from Brazil. But part of why you're here, Pedro, I'm going to put Debbie on the mic now, is because, Debbie, you sort of saw something in this film and connected with it right away, but wanted to share Sitka with Pedro as much as... As much as share Pedro with Sitka. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. In fact, it was the opening session at AMDOCS in Palm Springs, and Pedro's film was featured, Cayete. And I just thought it was a beautifully filmed cinematography, incredible story of these three characters in the rainforest of Brazil, but also it was about a coastal community. It had a birding thread to it. A surfing thread to it, and it reminded me sort of Sitka a la South America. And then when I met Pedro, I just thought, oh my goodness, you know, wouldn't this be an adventure to bring him to Sitka to share this world and of Brazil and how it relates to Sitka and how we have these commonalities between a village and on the north coast of Brazil and Sitka, Alaska. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah.
There's a lot of things in common, I guess. And I'm getting to know Sitka now, and I think it's a beautiful place. It's a lot of nature, and I think it has all to do with Ubatuba, the place that my film is set.
So tell us a little bit more about your film, what people can come out tonight to not only meet you, but also see this film.
Yeah. My film is about three stories, three characters that live there in that small town, coast town in Brazil. It's called Ubatuba, and there is a surfer, who is like a very, very good surfer, young guy, and with a family of surfers, a bird watcher that's searching for a bird that disappeared 100 years ago, and he thinks it's still there. And there is an artisan, a bamboo artisan, like natural construction, and he builds houses of bamboo. So I just interconnect those three stories and showing a lot of nature and a lot of beauties of Brazil, and good cinematography, good story, and I hope people like it.
And if you would say kind of an overarching, I don't know if theme is the right word, but what would you say you were exploring by following these three different characters?
I'm exploring the theme of reconnection with nature. I think it's a huge problem today. People are losing connection with nature. We are living in houses made of concrete. We are just living in cities and everything, the straight lines and concrete. So we are losing that connection. So the film talks about that. How is possible to live with nature and how we used to live in the past and the fact that people are doing that today still and is showing that's possible, you know. So that's important that we all connect to nature somehow in our daily routines. So it's important. That's the message, and to be able to reconnect everyone in your own way.
And I think certainly a message that would resonate with a lot of people who are listening right now that live in Sitka and throughout Southeast and might come out to the film festival
sure.
tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this landscape and nature plays a big role in living here in Sitka.
Yeah, for sure. I think we are losing that. I mean, I'm from a big town, São Paulo, and people there, they just don't have any contact to nature. And that's kind of something that trigger on me. I said, I need to tell that story. And I'm a surfer myself. I love the nature. And so that's why I felt the importance to bring that spike to people, to connect to nature, be around it. Surrounded.
I want to draw in Maura and Natalie because this topic of nature turns out will be somewhat in your film too, if I understand correctly, but in a much more local way. So tell us, people can come out tonight to meet both of you as well as see your film, and tell us about your documentary.
Yeah. Take it away. All right. our documentary is a short film called The Grace. And it follows a first-generation sustainable fisherman, a power troller named Kat Murphy, over the course of 1 year as she's really fighting to maintain a way of life deeply embedded in the natural world. She's trying to run her salmon fish business, and she fishes for salmon throughout Southeast Alaska and then returns home on the off season to Port Townsend, Washington, to run her direct market salmon business, and the film follows that journey that she's on of maintaining this way of life that she believes in.
So I'm curious how the two of you, do you have a connection with Southeast Alaska, with Washington, or how did you two connect with Kat Murphy and decide to take up with this topic?
So I met Kat Murphy in 2020 when I was working for a tinned fish company, and they were sourcing their canned salmon from Kat at the time. So they sent me to make some marketing videos with Kat, and so I spent a weekend with Kat in Port Townsend, and we created these videos for this tinned fish company, but I think there was a deeper kind of connection and resonance with her way of life. And I was just so amazed by her steadfastness and her resilience and bravery, really. She's a first generation fisherman. So she was on a journey of discovery and big learning curves. And I've called my friend Maura, and we'd worked on several other creative projects in the past. And she was also really interested in Kat's story. And so we asked Kat if we could continue the storytelling with her, separate from this marketing work, and create a documentary with her.
And Maura, if you could speak a little bit to sort of like an overarching theme or what you feel like this documentary is trying to tell people or at least show people, how would you describe it?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's very similar to what Pedro's film is focused on as well. It's this commitment to connecting yourself to the natural world and embedding yourself in an ecosystem and relying on it in order to survive. And I think just witnessing how difficult that is in this modern world that we live in, to actually sustain and to do it sustainably as well, was the driving thrust of our film. But yeah, this, I think we were just very intrigued by her connection to the ecosystem. And as filmmakers and as, you know, documentarians, we, you know, use our own methods of close observation and connection to our immediate surroundings. And it was really wonderful seeing, you know, our filmmaking practices kind of reflected back in the way that she was engaging with the world around her as a fisherman.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, lovely. Well, we're all out of time, so I want to ask Debbie to come back on the microphone for a moment and let listeners know when they can come out to see these films and meet these directors.
Yes. by the way, we have a number of Q&As after each film program, so you'll get a chance to do what we're doing right now. There'll be a Q&A with the audience and questions that you might have. We have also, we've got this director's forum tomorrow morning if you're interested in filmmaking that the Sitka Public Library is hosting at 10 o'clock. So tonight, the program will be at the Performing Arts Center, thinking about the Pacific Ocean, and at 7 o'clock. And we have the Nakahiti dancers that are going to kick it off. We're so glad that they're going to be a part of our festival in celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day. And then tomorrow and Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, we have programs running at 11:30 and at 2:30 on both days. You can find the whole schedule for the film festival. It actually is in the paper that came out last evening, and it's also online at fineartscamp.org/shows, lists all the films. So you program tickets for tomorrow and Sunday are available at the Coliseum Theater and also at Old Harbor Books. For those of you that are thinking about a Saturday or Sunday program, or maybe you'll decide to come to all the films, because each one is a remarkable film.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. And thank you all for being here this morning. I've been speaking with Debbie Miller, Pedro Cimbolina, Teddy Grua, Natalie Berger, and Maura Fett. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.